As we come to the end of September, that means October is just around the corner, and with that, cricket season. And joining us this morning is the Executive General Manager at Cricket Australia for Community Cricket, James Allsop. James, good morning.
Good morning, Keith. How are you?
Very well, thank you. Play Cricket Month next month. What's that all about?
Yeah, Play Cricket Month. So, as you said, the footy codes start to come to an end, and obviously some exciting grand finals coming up in all codes. But once the footy season finishes, it's all about the cricket season. So with the women's team commencing their international campaign against India, that's the perfect time as people putting their round balls or their footballs down to start thinking about picking up a bat and ball and diving into the cricket season. So Play Cricket's all about just promoting the game for the kickoff in October and trying to inspire plenty of young boys and particularly girls to grab a bat and ball and enjoy the game on what's going to be a massive summer with the Double Ashes, men's and women.
And what are we looking at with the numbers in community cricket at the moment? Because obviously last season was heavily affected by COVID.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the South Australian numbers were actually really healthy. Like, there's no doubt there was COVID impact. There was simply some cricket that just couldn't run. Like, you think of indoor cricket when South Australia was in lockdown during last year. Indoor cricket participation obviously took a hit. But when cricket could be played, it was actually really strong. And cricket was almost the first vehicle in summer last year that brought communities back together, and we see it being very similar, particularly across the eastern states this year. But the South Australia numbers specifically were really strong, particularly around girls. There was a 20% increase in growth in girls coming into our entry-level program, which is Woolworths Cricket Blast, which is fantastic. Are the numbers where we wanted to be with girls? No, we're really proud of the inroads we've made, but we genuinely have aspirations for cricket to be a sport of choice for boys and girls equally. So numbers are really, really strong, and hopefully we get some luck with COVID restrictions and that we can have a really strong season of community cricket across the country.
Speaking this morning with James Allsop, Cricket Australia's Executive General Manager of Community Cricket. James, as you say, the numbers were affected a little bit by COVID. So what are some of the plans that community cricket in particular is putting in place to make sure that the competitions can come back this season and hopefully continue mostly unaffected?
Yeah, obviously, the very nature of cricket means that it is quite simple to put COVID procedures in place that allow for people to be protected from any kind of infection. So that is the beauty of cricket. It is socially distanced in their nature. But the amazing club volunteers we've got out there have been doing a power of work over the last 18 months to have COVID safe plans that they can activate in their clubs. And obviously, depending on the situation, per jurisdiction across the country, how stringent they need to be. So probably this is a great opportunity to give a shout out to all those volunteers across the country who obviously last year, it's hard enough running a cricket club at the best of times. So when you got that COVID overlay and people desperate to come back out and pick up bats and balls and reconnect, they did a power of work to allowing us to deliver the summer last year. And we're hoping that they're going to roll up their sleeves and be able to support the game to be delivered and continue to grow this summer as well.
We certainly do hope that's the case. And how can people get involved if they do want to pick up the bat and ball and have a bit of a run around the oval this summer?
Yeah, really, really simple. Just go to play.cricket.com.au and it's really straightforward into either putting a club in the search engine that's close to home, or it'll explain all the different programs that we offer as well. So we've got the Woolworths Cricket Blast programs, which has got two products, the Junior Blasters product, which is all around just the development of fundamental movement skills, learning the important skills like catching and throwing and really developing those skills that allow them to progress into the next stage of Woolworths Cricket Blast, which is Master Blasters, more about modified games, in and out, an hour and a half, a lot of fun for kids. And then hopefully they develop that love of the game and they want to go and play junior cricket. So, yeah, play.cricket.com.au. Encourage all those cricket lovers out there to go on the website, have a look, and it's a really, really straightforward process to find a club or a program that suits each individual.
So head online just as quickly as you can. The Executive General Manager of Community Cricket, James Allsop, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Thanks, Keith. Take care.